Hey, do you want to get your digital comics for even cheaper? Well, we are here to help. Go to comixology.com, and when you buy $15 worth of comics, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. That's right. Thanks to your buddies in the Infamous podcast, we're getting you $5 off every time you spend $15 at comixology.com. Just use the code Infamous. Yeah. Hey, welcome to episode 136 of the Infamous Podcast. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
This is Cousin Kenny.
Cousin Kenny in the house.
House.
What was that?
Oh, no. If you could hear an eye roll, you heard it that just now.
That was a very audible eye roll.
There was two.
You didn't roll your
that
eyes.
That was an echo.
Kenny was over there raising the roof. What are you talking about? Anyway.
Big news.
What?
Fake news.
Fake news. All right. Hey, guys. This week we are here.
Hashtag me too.
Okay. There was my eye roll.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, this week we're talking about Toy Fair 2018, which happened two weeks ago. Not too long ago.
Two?
In the recent past.
Yeah. When I was in Kansas City. So
yeah. Okay.
We can have.
So.
Yeah. Over the weekend of.
Yeah.
Two weekends.
In New York at the Javits Center. So, how you doing, Kenny?
I'm good.
You've been all over.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Pensacola.
He's been everywhere.
Pensacon last weekend. Got 5 more shows in a row coming up.
Nice.
Running around everywhere, slinging toys, slinging comics.
Very cool. How you doing this week?
Who?
You.
I'm fine.
The person I'm looking at.
His co-host.
Johnny picked up his phone and all of a sudden blanked out. You still loving that Android phone?
I'm fine.
Fine. You like that better than your HTC and your Windows phone?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's things I liked about the Windows phone that isn't as likable on this. So.
Well, is it you're just getting used to Android or it's actual things that you just don't like?
Just things like the way things are laid out.
Yeah.
Inside it, I guess you would say.
All right. Cool.
Have you ever been an iPhone guy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough. I
didn't have an Android until this one, so.
So you were a Windows?
Windows phone.
Man, it's like the Zune that showed up at the end of Guardians.
Right. Exactly.
It was funny because, like, he and his girlfriend, it's like, so you're the two that still have the Windows phones.
Right.
You know? They worked good, but.
My buddy Lucas was a big Windows phone guy.
Mine took, when it first started, and he swore
it was going to be a thing.
Mine took a tumble down the steps, and the power jack wasn't powering as well. So that's why we have Androids now.
And they were kind of killing off all your apps. Like the phone was slowly becoming unusable.
Well, yeah, they had said that the apps were going to start to be not supported in that. And I think some of the apps she had actually were shut down.
Wow.
Whereas I'm not a big app guy. So, like, you know, I think my apps are one page.
We got to get you on the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes life, man.
I don't do games.
You would.
I'm not a gamer.
Star Wars.
Oh, you got to add me to your Clash of Clans.
Yeah,
clan. Because I meet the 1200.
Are you good now?
Let's not talk about the clan on here.
God.
Anyway,
this is not a political podcast.
So we're just gonna go through some of the stuff we liked from Toy Fair. Not like just kind of talk about toys in general and just have a good conversation today. Do you want to start?
I thought we were gonna talk about the Power Rangers thing first.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the Power Rangers thing
because I think that was probably
the biggest news.
I think that was the biggest news out of that whole.
As far as like. Industry wise, it was a pretty big deal. The Bandai, who is 30 years now,
35, I think
they've had the Power Rangers license and they lost it to
somewhere. A city burnt down, I know that much.
They lost it to Hasbro,
yeah.
A Zord burnt down somewhere,
a Zord burnt down a city,
yeah, exactly.
And like, so it's been like what since I think 2010 or 11, they've been doing the Legacy series.
So you're a big Power Ranger collector.
I'm a big Power Rangers guy. Like I got on.
How do you feel about, like, what was your first impression when you heard that?
All right. Well, first impression is different than current feeling. So first impression, I was super upset.
Yeah.
Because the Black Series stuff has been so hit or miss. The Legends can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love a lot of the stuff that the way Hasbro treats a lot of their toy lines.
Get out!
I know, right? So, like, it was a little scary, especially because, personally, I think Bandai's been killing it. Like, the Legacy Weapons.
They've been doing really good lately. Like, the
figures.
The newer stuff that I've seen,
Their Legend-style figures with the, with the Build-A-Figure pieces.
Right.
And they're awesome. They had plans to do every line. to do every series.
Oh, like every series? Been, like, okay.
Some seasons yeah, of Power yeah. Rangers. So every costume, every version of the characters were supposed to be done. And they've announced another two waves, I think, that aren't out. And there's two waves currently people are hunting for.
Okay.
And it's been awesome versus like what we've gotten with like the movie figures for sure. Star Wars and stuff like that from Hasbro.
Do you think that Hasbro will just carry on that line? I think mean, that would be smart.
They're going to do new molds for sure.
Well, right, yeah.
And like they're not going to miss out on that Mighty Morphin money.
Well, so, right.
Like they've already they've released those Mighty Morphin and metallic versions of Mighty Morphin. But you definitely know Hasbro's going to want that. So they're going
right.
to make new Mighty Morphin sure. figures. So then it's like, all right, well, do they go through and just round off the rest of the teams? Well, now they're not uniform. So I don't know.
Do you think they'll do like head swaps in there where they've got, you know, because the
like unmasked?
Yeah, because the way
well, like Fig Arts is doing a re-release. They, speaking of Toy Fair,
yeah.
they revealed at Toy Fair that Fig Arts is re-releasing their Power Rangers line with head sculpts.
Nice.
Unmasked head sculpts. So I mean they could do something like that, which would be fun.
Well, because with this latest one with Tarkin and Rex of the Black Series, you know, it's you know their faces.
The digital print.
Much better now.
It's the, yeah. It's, so they they're have
doing.
That new
they have
technology.
This technology where they're doing digital printing sure. on the faces, so it looks closer to a real like sure. you know it looks like Tamora Morrison, the clone that's being Commander Wolf that's
right,
coming
right.
out. Tarkin looks like you know.
Well, Rex the not the the Hascon Rex, but the Black Series
right.
Rex
yeah.
was the first one that they did that with.
Well, yeah, it was him so, and Ray. And
yeah. Ray was the other one.
Well, so like with Fig Arts, they're using the
DJ.
Sort of the more comic book look
right.
of the faces than the live action sure. look. So, yeah, so from that perspective, having the Rex versus the Rogue One style
right.
faces, like, you know, or Force Awakens or whatever, like, that's a little more endearing.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was really worried, and this is where, you know, some of the Legends fans
yeah.
appreciate. I talked to a friend of mine, Sean Pryor, who's a comics creator, but he's also a Power Rangers fan. And we talked for about 45 minutes on the subject. And once we were done, he had kind of changed my mind and made me think about it in the way of like when Hasbro took over from Toy Biz
mm-hmm.
yeah.
with Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue that
yeah.
for the most part, that's been a net win. Like the figures now are
supremely better.
There you go.
Yeah, the Legends
some
yeah, cool.
figures aren't
yeah.
as great.
No.
Like
the thing that the problem that I think that and you know, I know people who work on the Legends line, they don't have a lot of a budget.
Right.
So like we're not going to get Toy Biz Giant Galactus and Toy right. Biz Giant Apocalypse.
Right.
And that we're going to get the size they do.
But that's the which, that's the change of the toy market.
You right. know,
like,
yeah.
With Power Rangers, like the Build-A-Figures are they're sort of just that standard scale of the modern
right. yeah. okay.
Build-A-Figure. So like that's great. So, you know,
so nothing will change there necessarily.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And then like the legacy stuff, like the cosplay stuff,
right.
That everyone's like, they've done the sword and the dagger and blasters and morphers.
Sure.
And stuff,
yeah. Yeah.
They'll probably redo all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
like a lot of people's complaints have been the price point. And like they have the Black Series cosplay stuff.
Right.
Where it's like, you know, it's probably 30% or 40% cheaper than the Bandai Legacy stuff, so maybe
so the Bandai Legacy's been over $100 on
yeah,
all that. Wow,
like
see, I never looked at the prices
that
on that
sword.
The Power Sword retails
yeah.
at $150
Woo,
unless you got
wow.
it when Target messed up and put it for $25 on their oh, website.
Nice,
you guys. That's how you guys got it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Saba, I think Saba came out at like $90 or $100
Wow.
The dagger was, I think, the green dagger was somewhere up there. The morphers have been anywhere from like 60
so
to 75.
That might be an advantage is with Hasbro doing the weapons that they're doing
cost,
for the price point that they're putting them at.
Some cost
yeah.
reduction. And the I don't think the quality will reduce as much
no,
as the
I
cost,
mean,
so.
The Captain America shield is like, you know, pretty awesome.
Right.
I have it. And I'm like, you know, I've held the $200 one.
Sure.
And mine is pretty much like the $200 one except lighter.
Right.
So I'm yeah. like, you know.
The yeah, they're
you
beautiful.
Can't argue. I mean, the
well,
hand, the Mjolnir
the
hammer.
Gauntlet.
Oh yeah, the gauntlet.
The new gauntlet I've been seeing pictures
yeah.
of on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when Ryan Pegno's Agent M, from Marvel,
oh, yeah.
first showed that off. That thing's amazing.
Yeah. So like, if we're getting, if we get Power Rangers, you know, weapons and stuff in that line,
yeah,
we
yeah.
get, you know, they continue the 6-inch figures.
They'll do helmets.
And the, yeah, well, see,
yeah.
So Bandai, they released a green helmet and a red helmet and a movie red helmet.
Okay.
Those are out, and so like. You know, you assume that they were going to keep going with
right.
those.
But how much were they? How much were those?
I think that they were about 100.
Wow. So, yeah, then that'll be cool. I mean,
the biggest worry.
The thing that Hasbro is doing is putting electronics in that stuff. Right. So it's like, you know, if which they make a cool helmet where it, you lights up and you can see, like, the person can see the lights, that would be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, well, so, like, with Bandai, with the weapons, the electronics have all been in there, and they've been pretty solid. And, like, you know, so you kind of hope that they would keep some of that idea, like, because it's been really popular.
Right, yeah.
But then the bummer is that they're, so all of the popular stuff has already been made, though.
Yeah.
Like, all the Tommy stuff or whatever. So you know, like, all right, well, we're going to go through...
What is it with that Tommy kid?
We're going to go through 2 years of Hasbro re-releasing stuff that we've already had because, again, they're not going to want to miss out on that Mighty Morphin money. So like, you know, I really want them to finish the teams that they haven't done, especially the Zordon era stuff. But and then, you know, you want good Zords, but they're going to re-release all those that have already been done. So,
yeah,
you know,
we'll see.
I'm optimistic now.
Would you hope for like something like a Black Series type set?
I mean, I guess just because it would continue.
Or Legend. I mean, Legends would be more.
Because that's what so
I think Legends would be more an ideal thing, like to follow the that model.
Right. For Power Rangers. I mean, that's literally what it is. Where it's like you buy a 6-inch figure, you get an 8-inch build a figure of all the, of their Zord.
Yeah.
They're doing that with Dragon Ball too. Bandai is.
Okay.
They still have the license.
For, the Dragon ones Ball. That I've seen. There's a Walgreens.
You build Shenron, and now you build a some character from Super.
Yeah.
Some purple guy. So like. Yeah, I mean, if they're going to keep that up, because that model's been perfect. The Build-A-Zords are awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was a little bit of paint consistency. I think that's on everything. Bandai, but.
Yeah. I mean, I picked up the Black Panther 2-pack this weekend at the Toys R Us one. Yeah. And we literally, there was four on the shelf, and we looked at every single one of them because the silver paint on Claw's lips... Like, looked like at one point the paint gun might have got a little crazy.
Oh, God.
And I was like, well, it just looks like a girl putting on lipstick in an earthquake.
It was the what were they? The War Boys from.
Oh, yeah.
Shiny and chrome. It literally was like, because
he shared a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. When she buys me stuff, because she does buy me stuff, I'm not ashamed to say that. She likes to look at it. She's very particular about picking out the best one.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I'm opening it. It might get dinged anyways. But she literally was like, look at this. And I'm like, what? And she's like, look at his lips. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, okay, what happened there? It's like, literally, she's like, what? She had two. And she's like, which one looks better? And I was like, that one. And she's like, okay, that's the one I was going to pick out too. And I'm like, all right, well, cool.
See, with Bandai, they had put the... like Mighty Morphin, they had mixed in with like a couple other teams to get you to buy.
Right.
Yeah. Space and Zeo are the ones I've seen a lot of.
Oh, you've got some. Oh, I need some Zeos. We'll talk about that later. But anyways, like the problem is the first two or three Rangers that came out had the correctly colored, I think they were white belts.
Yeah.
And then when they finished the Mighty Morphin team two waves later, they had like silver belts.
Okay.
So then you've got that. Or then you've got the Zeo Gold Ranger that looks like the Cheddar Cheese Ranger.
Oh, yeah. I found that one for you and you showed me what you did with the gold paint pen.
Yeah,
I'm
everyone's
like,
taking this metallic gold paint.
I'm like, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, which Aaron did with the old Thanos Build-A-Figure, which it's funny now that Hasbro's basically doing that anyways. But, you know, and so there's been little things like that that you would kind of hope that maybe Hasbro will make better versions of. People are annoyed that the current figures are as buff as they are.
Yeah.
So you know, people are hopeful that they'll slim down a little bit.
I mean,
that's just a technical thing.
The Ed McGuinness DC figures from that's what they look like.
Good. I love those figures.
So, they're great. Yeah. I have a whole bunch of them.
I love the Ed McGuinness style, but that's another topic for another day.
No, that's cool. I kind of missed Power Rangers. Like, I was just a little too old for it. And
no, you weren't. Watched Mighty Morphin.
But it was...
And I was older than you.
Well, but we were, like, technically out of that age group.
Fox was smart about is they'd get you with that Batman the Animated Series, and then Power Rangers was rolling right after it. So it's like, I'll sit and watch a couple episodes of this.
So I didn't have the option to sit and watch, like, an hour of cartoons after school, though. So it was like... I could watch one or the other. So I watched Batman.
Very clearly.
And then I went outside. Yeah. You know, so it was like that sort of thing.
I watched Batman and Power Rangers and then went to work.
But I was that perfect age range. I mean, I was seven or eight. Like every kid on the playground was obsessed. I wasn't even allowed to watch it till till the second or third season because I was demon possessed. So
demon possessed.
I think what caught my eye on it was how similar it was to the old Godzilla movies.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I like this. I totally was getting it, and I'm like, I totally get what they're doing. And I'm like, yeah, this is fun.
Whereas it's like, it got me as a continuity nerd, sure. Like, especially those first like six seasons that they all tie together. And
right.
That's what drew me into comics at one point. I always loved the continuity of the teams and the, you know, anyways.
It always reminded me of Voltron, too. Like, yeah. You know.
Animals that form into a giant robot.
But I will say, like, when I'm out and about and I see those figures, I do always pick them up and look at them because they're amazing.
Yeah.
The Bandai ones. Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping
for you as a collector that Hasbro still gives the same kind of reverence as Bandai has.
Obviously. Oh, I think they will.
It's been heavier plastic. It's been bright paints. Like, that's the thing. Like, the quality of the figure has been, in my opinion, higher than most Legends figures and stuff like that. You know, so I do feel like we're going to see a quality reduction across the board, but is that a cost reduction? Do we get more from the toy line this way? Do we get, you know,
each wave of those figures was how many, like five figures?
Just about five or six figures a wave.
So you figure if they do a Legend style, you're going to get six to eight figures in a wave,
right?
And you're going to get a big
Zord. And one thing that was nice was that, and with Bandai, and we'll see if Hasbro does it, was that the Build-A-Figure was not each wave had the Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
It was each figure came with their piece of the Zord.
Yeah.
So, like, you didn't buy a Ninja Storm figure to get a Mighty Morphin Zord piece and things
like
that.
Oh, okay.
So
they were actually coming with their Zord?
Right, but, like, Hasbro doesn't do that with Legends.
Right.
You have to get a Spider-Man figure to get a Sandman piece or whatever. Like,
well, I think that if they do it like Legends, they'll do, like, a Mighty Morphin and they'll do a Zeo.
They'll do it
as a wave, so that way you get...
They just buy a case like
Bulk and Skull 2-pack!
Oh, man. Don't even tease me.
That would be awesome.
One thing people keep saying, like on Reddit and stuff, is people are hyped now. They're saying, all right, if Hasbro gets it, will they dip into villains?
Yeah.
And side characters in a
way
that
I think
we
they
haven't
will.
Gotten before.
Yeah.
So that excites people. And that would be cool.
So you're talking like Zed, Rita,
Goldar.
Yeah, that's
Bulk
what I'm like.
Skull.
Now you would be pulling me into it because I'm like, the villains.
Get me a
look
Rito,
cool.
You know, the skeleton dude with the camo, or was it Scorpina, I think, which basically looked like the Asian chick that looked like Goldar.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, I could nerd forever.
Hell yeah. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's
that was
why
the point
we
of the announcement.
Yeah.
Right.
Hasbro dangling a new shiny thing in front of you.
So I think one of the things with the Legends is, you know, we've been getting more of the girls.
Yes.
And they're so much slighter than the other ones. Like if you look at Odinson or Ares from that Ragnarok run.
Right.
And then you compare it to Jane Foster, Thor, and Hela. Like Hela and Jane Foster all of a sudden seem much more fragile.
Right.
Because they're so slender and you know, and they're really not. It's just kind of when you compare them to the super bulky guys that they're putting out with it.
Well, I mean, but that's the way they look in the movies too.
But they're the Spider-Man mold essentially with boobs. I mean, they're thinner that way.
Well,
I mean, they're very much like the Spider-Man figure. So I think that's partly where, you know, that perceived lack of quality might be coming from.
Well, but I mean, there's also like there is a legitimate difference in like just like the plastic feels different.
Yeah.
Like it's not the same factory.
Yeah,
so
it's the
there is a different feel. Like it
it's the difference
like
in who they're paying
the plastic
the job.
Is a little denser.
Yeah. Okay.
Like things like that. You know, they're. You know, I don't know.
I mean, I've never felt one out of a package, so.
that's something that's gonna get edited. I've never felt a package.
Isolate that. I'm gonna cut that later.
You never felt a package before?
No, not like you two.
Well, you know, I like to rub it and then
isolate that. Yeah. Clap. Anyway,
so the other thing that I seen that was like a big deal, I think, for people was Playmates showed those new Turtles figures.
Yeah.
And they're abysmal.
Well,
they're
as
abysmal as the cartoon.
So that's the thing.
That's
though,
the
right?
problem.
Is the figures are going to represent the art style.
Yeah.
Who is surprised that the figures look terrible when the art style looked terrible to begin with? Like,
I'm just like, you totally lost the customer because I was buying all of the...
I mean, you buy all of the Turtle stuff.
I was buying a lot of the Turtle stuff, yeah. I even bought some of the Ben 10 stuff because I liked the way the creatures looked. And I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about buying any of this new Turtle stuff.
Speaking of that, the Troll Hunter figures?
Yeah.
Like, every time I go into Target, I look at those and I'm like, man, I could buy
all
of these peg warmers right now. Because they look
so
good.
Play the long game.
Yeah, I know.
Play the long
game. But, Yeah, those turtles are horrible looking. I think the whole idea of this new Turtles cartoon is so ill-conceived.
Yeah.
You know, throwing in Raphael as the leader now and kind of Leonardo as the cool guy. It's like, how is that going to work?
The meatball splinter?
Yeah, yeah.
It's change for the sake of change, and I've gone a couple of rounds with friends about it already, and like...
I'll say the beauty of it, though, is the April O'Neil being a black teenage girl.
Yeah.
She's the best looking character design and the best looking figure.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at those, it's like, man, they put a lot of care into her.
Right.
But Michelangelo looks stupid, really stupid. Their weapons are dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I have no interest. I showed Haley.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I don't want to watch that. Well, she tapped out on the most recent series.
All the Tales?
Yeah. She was like, I don't need to watch.
Well, that's because it was.
The cartoon. She just tapped out.
Long form story.
No, she enjoys that stuff. She tapped out on it. She said, no, I'm just not into turtles anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate the controversy around April, to which it's kind of like a Miles Morales situation.
Right.
It's like, don't make Peter Parker a black kid. Let's make an interesting character.
Right.
On his
own. They should have introduced Miles.
Like, yeah, great. I would have been, like, if they had been like, April's not in this.
Yeah,
like here's a new whatever. Like
you, the thing that I feel like could have worked is if they would have said April is in it, but she's the news reporter that's going to be on the TV.
Sure, because news reporters are way less relevant. So then you've got April O'Neil, who's this boring white chick who's the news reporter who does stuff or whatever. But then you've got this cool person who is plugged into social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever. And she comes across them and she has her own story arc with them.
Right.
And they can still interact with April in whatever interesting way. And that's frustrating, but again, that kind of goes to like, have you seen the design of the art? So it's like, well, no wonder all of this is sort of
disappointing. It's disappointing, is what it is.
Yeah.
So you want to get to some of the stuff that you've seen? I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want? Did you get a chance to look at the link at all? Or?
Yep. Okay. But you guys start. I'll follow along and jump in.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start.
Okay. So my first one is the Marvel Legends figures.
Yeah.
We're getting a pretty awesome all new Magneto.
Yeah.
He's in the black and red suit.
He looks great.
He looks awesome. Gladiator, which is a figure I missed the first time around.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll be excited.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of like this round, there's a lot of figures this year. Like Sabretooth was one that jumped out at me. And I'm like, you know, I don't think I have the original Toy Biz Sabretooth. Omega Red.
Yeah.
Which I have the original Omega Red, but I'm like, this one looks cooler.
The House of M Spider-Man.
The Build-A-Figures.
In love with.
Yeah. Some of the Build-A-Figures, I'm like, man, the Sauron.
Yeah.
Build-A-Figure. Sauron's huge.
Yeah,
that's
exciting. He was one of my like favorite villains on the cartoon. So I'm like, yeah, I'll probably just buy that line just to build him. Spider-Ham and the Venom set as a Build-A-Figure.
So happy that that's just a four-figure set.
Yeah.
Because I'll buy all four of those for Spider-Ham.
You
I think
want,
that's
like,
worth
a
it.
Tom Hardy...
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Hardy, quote unquote, Venom.
Yeah, exactly.
Air quotes, Venom.
The spider robot from Spider-Verse. Yeah, it's a Build-A-Figure.
Yeah,
like,
I know people
really
love that
awesome.
Spider-Verse. And like,
did you read Spider-Verse?
No, I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I haven't read a Marvel series in like Aaron and I every once in a while go on a deep dive ride to a convention where like
that guy.
Oh yeah, he looks all right.
He's awesome.
Or we'll go do a Wikipedia dive on something like Access or whatever.
Yeah.
And like I'll read basically to Aaron like what happened and then we'll talk about it. And Spider-Verse, like I've picked up a couple of the trades of like the Miles Morales stuff in particular.
Yeah.
But nothing Spider-Verse related.
Right.
Spider-Verse was actually really, really good.
Well, so. I've heard a lot of people hype it up.
I want this new Scarlet Spider with the
cane
head.
Yeah.
But I get all of
them. Well, it's cool that they are actually including the cane head.
Just the new body?
No, he's got the spikes, the bone protrusions coming out of his wrist.
Cool.
So, because that version that I have up there on
the
shelf is
one,
of my favorite figures. Yeah.
Oh, it's great because they did what? That's the same that they did for Big Time, right?
Yeah.
It's the repaint.
Yeah, which I have the Big Time and, you know.
Yeah, they did the two different Big Times.
Yeah.
What's funny, though, is I don't have an actual.
One was Future Foundation and the other was Big Time.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
So I have the Big Time and I have the Future Foundation. I don't have a regular Spider-Man action figure.
Really?
I was going because I've been kind of starting to think about paring some stuff down. It's like, I can't find one.
Well, that Spider-Ham does look good.
Yeah, Spider-Ham looks really awesome.
And it's got a Venom head.
Okay.
or a Vin Ham head.
Yeah. It is interesting. I wonder if
which is weird because like he's still gonna have. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but he still has like the regular Spider-Man body.
Yeah,
or Spider-Ham body. I think that's kind
of
dumb.
Yeah,
well, but. I'm curious if part of what we're seeing now too with his Legends goes back to what you were talking about with Tarkin and stuff like that and their new face technology. The fact that we're getting so many like. It seems like we're getting like the Carnage is like there's the unmasked head,
right?
Yeah, the Cletus Cassidy head.
Like,
yeah,
it's like suddenly we're gonna go all in on faces.
If you look at the new Doc Ock,
yeah,
I mean it looks exactly like the Fox cartoon and the comic, the classic.
Is that the last one? The Sinister Six is pretty much done.
Yeah, he's the last one of the Sinister Six because Mysterio just came out,
right?
Which I still have to track that one down.
I want to see him in person real bad.
I haven't found
Mysterio.
Yeah,
all I've seen is pictures on.
I found everyone but Mysterio.
Yeah, because I wanted him, Noir, Punk,
yeah,
and then Gwenpool.
Noir doesn't look as bad as people were like ripping it at first.
I never thought he looked
bad. Well, the problem is when they first showed him, it was that.
It was the
Nick Fury
jacket.
Body.
Oh,
so it was the jacket. It was the jacket that Nick Fury had, which had a giant like back, like neck thing, and like they trimmed it down a little bit. I think.
Like I'm excited for the Multiple Man figure. He looks awesome, and that leads me to believe we're going to get a. Well, I'll buy one, and then as it goes on sale, like you know.
Like if it goes on,
if it's on clearance, I'll buy as many as I possibly can, but. His design really leads me to believe that they're aiming for a new Gambit with his jacket.
That would make sense though, because
possible
like, Gambit's on that list of characters that are due for a new one,
a
at
reboot.
Some point.
And
well,
because
with Rogue
the,
especially, you know, right. It's like they should do a Gambit.
Well, and they're leaning so hard on '90s X-Men too. Yeah. Like, I mean,
that last Rogue that they did, because
everybody that's working on that line probably watched the 90s.
Right,
X-Men.
Right.
Yeah.
That Rogue that they did with the Juggernaut Build-A-Figure
line,
she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's an amazing looking figure. So
I will declare that on the Legends tip, I've been over Deadpool for a while. I'm over him again or more, I guess. As they reveal more, and it's like, oh, here's Deadpool in boxer shorts, and here's
that's
this.
The
and
only like, one I was like, if I'm gonna buy a Deadpool figure, I'm buying the one in the boxer shorts because the legs. Like that burnt up leg.
Yeah, he's
got
the scarred up legs.
The detail on that was like, I'm like, that's cool.
I appreciate that from like a design perspective.
Yeah, that's the only reason
I
think
like,
I was like, oh, cool.
Like just here's flooding the market with more Deadpool.
You don't want X-Men Deadpool?
No.
Oh, you're getting him.
I'm not, actually.
Well, you're not getting him. You're getting Mighty Morphin Deadpool.
No, with the on the
crossover,
right? Yeah, now we're talking. Well, no, they did that. It was called Deadpool Core.
Ooh, nice!
And they're putting that box set out.
Well,
it's like entirely way too late for that to be relevant.
The other Legends thing that I'm looking forward to, I don't know if it was at Toy Fair, but I saw it, is the Martin Freeman, Michael B. Jordan,
two
pack.
Well, I was just about this. I was just about to mention the
Killmonger,
the 10-year.
Yeah,
yeah.
So do you want to talk about this?
The studios?
Yeah, the MCU 10-year packs, which is kind of a really cool.
It's a neat idea.
It fills in a lot of characters that
Red Skull and Ronan. I was like, I'm like, yes.
We were in Kansas when Aaron started to see it start popping up, and we started immediately. We're like, all right, we're getting a Hugo Weaving Red Skull for sure.
Yep.
And then we're like, all right, who else do we get? And as it revealed, it was like, oh, like these aren't all the hacky repaints that I would have expected it to be. Like the fact that we're getting a Pepper Potts figure, like
which is weird.
Is there was that a Tony in a suit?
Yeah, there's Tony in a suit with original
Tony
Iron
with
Man
the
armor.
Mark One
suit,
and then you've got Pepper in the Mandarin
not
and
Mandarin.
War Machine.
Not Mandarin.
Well, Mandarin quotes.
Still better.
Never
forget the Hulkbuster Hulk set is cool, even though again, like I assume they're just both the previously released, but
I think
it's a cool two pack.
Yeah. Which I don't have the Hulkbuster.
Well, and it's one of those things where
do that
it's a couple things where it's like I can go, I don't have to buy that one, and I don't have to buy that one, but I'm like Red Skull and Ronan.
Absolutely.
I'm getting those.
Well, Ronan like, looks amazing.
Yellow Jacket looks
Yellow
really
Jacket
good.
And Ant-Man, yeah.
Ronan looks great. Cap and Crossbones is like, okay. Because Crossbones is so irrelevant.
You know there's people that are just going to bust them open, and you're going to find single figures. So it's like, I'm like the Mandarin... You know, the Ben Kingsley Mandarin
and
Crossbones. I'm
as
like,
worthless as the Civil War 3-pack cap is. Like,
right.
You know, and Crossbones is such, I mean, I guess it's okay, but he's such a non.
He didn't
anything
do anything in the
series,
he didn't have any, like, major effect to the movie series.
And
he blew up.
he was the
Crossbones
reason
blow
for
up.
The Sokovia Act, really.
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't see how he didn't get to carry blame for that. Why it was all blamed on, you know. Right. That we're, always bothered. That was the one thing that bothered heroes.
And it's like that cap's just another, like, all right, great. Here's another another cap that looks way too much like the other six MCU caps we have. But
I like the one that I got. It's on the wall over here. It's
the Cap Wolf one.
The Cap Wolf one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the one that they redid for the retro.
Which I got at Five Below for $5.
Right. Well, that's the other thing too. Captain America figures, like as someone who lists them loose on eBay constantly, like Captain America figures are more worthless than Iron Man figures because they're everywhere.
I will say this Pepper Potts figure looks awesome, and she's got the arm, the Iron Man suit arm with the repulsor blast coming out.
It's a figure that I never.
I wish they would have done
the Igor.
That would have been cool if they would have done an Igor armor.
I would have liked them to have done any of the clever armors.
Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised they haven't, and I'm assuming at some point they will.
I figure sculpting was probably why. And then what? So is it official that there's a 10th that we don't know about, or was that just rumor?
What,
that there's a 10th two pack? That there's a 10th, because there's only 9 of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that they revealed.
The rumor is that there's a 10th, and that it's a spoiler for Age of Ultron, and that's or not Age of Ultron.
For Infinity War?
Okay. Probably.
When I was in Pensacon, a guy was Pensacon, a guy was like, man, you know, everyone's assuming that Stinger from the end of Guardians 2 is related to Guardians 3, but we know how heavy Adam Warlock is in the Thanos story. Uh-huh. What are the chances he rolls out?
Maybe.
And he's in a 10-year two-pack, and I was like,
it's possible.
That's a bold prediction. I like your conspiracy theory there.
I feel like that's a little bit of a deep cut for comic book fans, that the mainstream are gonna be like, who the heck is this guy?
But they already released the comic version in a wave, one of the Guardians waves.
Yeah,
it was
on the cover of every Infinity comic with the word Infinity in the title for the last like 20 years. Yeah. He's been on the cover of, so
yeah, but you are also taking into account, you know, the people who actually read comics, which you yourself said you don't.
That's true.
You know, and so not that I'm bashing you for not reading comics, but, you know, there's so many people out there who go to the movies that don't see, that don't go to the comic book store. They just see the movies. Like, I was kind of giggling about Black Panther, as good as the movie was.
Right.
People are going to probably go and pick up that first run of Ta-Nehisi Coates, and they're going to be like, what the crap is this? This is not good. And then, you know, if I were Queen City Comics, I would have stocked up on Christopher Priest. Christopher Priest.
I would have got his more run. The Marvel phone books.
Yeah.
The Jack Kirby
stuff.
Because a lot of the stuff that was in that was Jack Kirby.
Right.
Without doing the Thor Ragnarok thing where it looked like Jack Kirby.
But I mean, I would have got, I would have stocked up on those two things, and I would have had them on that front glass case that he has in both stores. And with the big sign saying Black Panther Comics, the good ones.
Yeah.
But to that defense, though, like, Ronan was no one until he was in the movie. Granted, he's still kind of no one. I mean, but what I'm just talking about in this toy wave. Like,
again, Ronan was a deep cut character. You're absolutely right. But
so
Drax was completely worthless.
I already know who the 10th one is. It's not Adam Warlock.
Who?
It's Captain Marvel.
That would make
Captain Marvel.
But see, she's not. And well, I guess she'll show.
She's supposedly going to show up in Infinity War.
Is that the first time we get her figure? Then is it a two-pack until her movie, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you guys to speculate on what you thought it would
be. So she's That's very possible. Much. In
I didn't
a...
know that there was a 10th pack that didn't.
Well,
get shown.
I heard it talked about. So I don't know.
So like her character, her movie is supposed to be in the 90s,
right?
Yeah.
And that's why she's in that Kree looking version.
Right. Where it looks like the old school Captain Marvel, green and white. Marvel. Yeah.
And well, I'm not trying to.
I'm assuming you see Marvel at some point.
We have to see Marvel. Yeah. Like,
is it going to be a Sinestro? Not to go off on a tangent. Is it going to be a Ivan Sir style?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She gets
That'd
it
be
from
cool.
Him, like,
yeah. I think that's what they're going
to
do.
I'm very curious to see what the Skrulls will look like.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor
do you
that
get
the
her
Skrulls.
A Skrull as the two.
Hey, that'd be cool.
There's a rumor that the Skrulls are popping up in
Infinity War.
No, X Men.
How
the new X Men one? The Phoenix.
There
Phoenix
be reshoots.
I don't know.
I was
going to
say, how are
I
the Skrulls
going to
be in that and be in the Marvel Cinematic?
But
Disney don't own it yet.
Well, they don't own. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't own the Skrulls yet, so it can't be.
No, they said the Skrulls are in. Skrulls are the villain in.
Is the backdrop.
Yeah, for Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
And then the
you didn't know, but the Skrulls have been there the whole time.
Well, I think that's probably what they'll end up doing.
When Vision shows up at Avengers headquarters and says, four Cal shot me out of the sky, that's
So I guess I thought, and I guess not, I thought the Panther 2-pack that we saw with the leg, the Build-A-Figure legs, was part of this list, the 10-year list, and it's not.
No, no, it's just regular Marvel Legends.
So then where are the rest of those pieces going to be?
Another two packs is what
they're
saying.
There's other two packs, and there's another Black Panther line.
Oh, so they're not.
Oh, they are doing another Black Panther?
I thought I read that.
So that Stan Lee Build-A-Figure, not in the 10-year pack.
No, it's just a Stan Lee.
Throughout.
Yeah, the 10-year packs don't have a Build-A-Figure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
they have cool. It's got the more premium box.
Sure,
It looks like kind of a
Black Series. The boxes look like Black Series.
Oh, they they're flat instead of that awkward curved bubble that flat, they keep trying to force into Legends.
The only other Legends that I seen that stood out was the Walgreens exclusive thing and Silver Surfer.
It was nice to see the other Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
to see that.
I'm like, finally, we're gonna get the complete Fantastic.
Well,
now
that they're doing that thing, I'll probably get Johnny Sue and Reed.
Well, don't worry, there.
You should get them. You should get them now while they're $12.99 by the end of this week.
But there's a reason why I don't.
You can check out the eBay page for us once a month. I have one of all of those for auction loose that always sells for $9 or $11
or you can just hold them aside for me. I'll give you $9 for them
too. So what else did you see?
So the other one for me was Mezco.
Yeah,
there were some cool Mezco figures. There's a Cyclops coming out, which you actually sent me.
Yeah, I sent you
booty shorts.
Yeah. There's a cool looking Cable.
Yeah.
And then they're finally releasing that Batman Beyond one that they announced a year ago at Toy Fair, but then actually had on hand this year.
The Mezco that I seen was the King Kong.
Yeah, it was pretty cool too.
That looks sweet.
Now, I don't know. I probably won't get all three of those.
Yeah.
You know, I were to pick.
I haven't never got a Mezco before.
Right.
So
I haven't either.
I'm two in. Like I talked about before we started.
Right.
I'm two in with Green Arrow and Judge Dredd.
Right.
I got the bike for Dredd.
Cool.
To go with the figure.
Oh, cool.
The Lawmaster.
Nice.
And then I'm getting, hopefully from Comics to Games, the Red Arrow variant for Green Arrow.
Right.
Because of the price point, I'm selective about them.
Right.
But Batman Beyond is probably going to happen, you know, if I can get it for retail, which is $80.
So if I'm going to get any of them, I'm getting Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Over Cyclops.
Over Cyclops.
Over your boy.
Over my boy.
Yeah.
Because Terry McGinnis is my other boy.
Wow.
So,
he was at Kansas City.
I think
I interviewed him for sciencefiction.com.
He was set up right next to Conroy.
If they did Spider-Man 2099, I would get Spider-Man 2099.
That's got to be coming.
Like
that's
the original.
It's such an easy redo because they've, you know.
But I want the original costume, not that red, white, and blue that they've done now. And that would be the one I would buy because I have pretty much everything that's been.
Well, that was my
made.
Green Arrow's logic where I'm you know, as cool as some of the other ones have been, I buy every Green Arrow. And honestly, I don't even love the design that they used for the Green Arrow.
Right.
But the Dread looks sick. So
I would
encourage you that if you haven't picked one up and they make someone you love.
Right.
That it's worth trying to find or messaging Aaron and being like, hey, can you keep an eye out for a cheap one for me or something?
Yeah.
Because they're awesome.
They are, and, you know, honestly, there just haven't been any that they put out there. It's like, well, I have to have that one.
Right. It sounds like the list is starting now.
Well, when the last year, when they announced Batman Beyond, I was like, holy crap, I'm going to buy this as soon as it comes out. And
they hadn't made Cyclops.
I have that, the DC Direct Nightwing up there, like the big 12-inch one.
I
mean,
those too.
That's as dull as I'm going to get for some of these toys. You know,
these are definitely 8-inch dolls, by the way.
Yeah, and so not
they're
that
collectible
modern,
dolls.
Modern Mezco, or not modern Mezco, modern Mego.
Yeah.
They are modern Mego, pretty
they are.
Much. Yeah.
And then I was looking at the DC stuff, and none of it excites
the
me.
The only thing I seen that I was like, I'll get it, is the Gotham by Gaslight Batman. It's part of the multiverse stuff.
Even he is.
But he's not even.
He doesn't even look
I'm
good.
They still got to do something to him because he doesn't look
so
right.
Some of those figures are crap. It's such a bummer, too.
Well, they're just going downhill. It literally is you know,
I miss
what,
DC Direct
what's going
so
on?
Much. I think when
DC
they.
DC Direct and, well, DC Universe Classics when Maddie was doing them like the He-Man figures.
Yeah.
I mean, as we put them all out when we were opening the store. We got so many of them, and I was, you know, we were going through and pricing, and I'm just like, man, that Orion 2-pack, and the figures were so good.
I have a bunch of those,
so dope. And I remember
the build of figures that they did in those.
I bought, they were incredible. I bought every Lantern, because at the time it was Blackest Night hype, so I'm buying every Lantern.
Well, I have a lot
with,
of those that are still in the blister pack.
And you miss those, and now you're especially, I was talking to a guy in either Kansas or Pensacon about it, where it was, this while they're doing this Dark Knight Metal stuff,
yeah.
Oh my God, could you imagine if DC Universe Classics had a Dark Knight Metal wave where you'd be able to get all the evil Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Evil Batman.
The,
yeah.
The big one was
build
the little
that
figure.
Doomsday Batman.
Like, oh,
yeah.
My God. I would be freaking out right now. Yep. That had been at Toy Fair.
Yeah.
But instead, we get these trash multiples.
We get another Aquaman. We get another Manta. There's a Brainiac
that I don't have to worry about.
More terrible.
There's
DC
another.
Figures.
There's a bad Batman where he's too thin and the costume doesn't look right, and you know. Yeah.
I didn't even like. Literally, I didn't write anything DC down.
Yeah, I'd completely forgot about their.
Yeah.
Everything I had seen until you mentioned it.
Diamond Select has some cool like DC statues coming out. There's this cool Batman Beyond one. There's a animated series Clayface, and then this one, the animated series Dick Grayson Robin, where he's twirling the bolo. It's kind of cool. So.
I thought there was another Batman Beyond type, something that came out that I forgot about.
I don't know.
I might have imagined it. Anyways,
NECA's doing a turtle diorama, like the turtle, like their lair, and I'm like,
well, that's kind of fun.
It's cool, and I'm like, I'll buy that from the Playmates turtles from that because I'm like, that kind of looks cool, and that'd be a cool way to display them.
What's like people do with the heinous Diamond Select Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
They get to build a rooftop diorama and put the awesome Batty Ghostbusters on it.
Yeah. That's and what I'm like. Great. I'm like, that looks cool. And it's like, that'd be perfect for the Playmates Turtles.
Yeah. I saw, then, you mentioned NECA. I saw that they got the rights to American Gods.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I love that show, but it was really surprising. I'm like,
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm like, you know.
Although,
I haven't watched it.
I read the book.
I don't think they're going to do a second season.
I don't, yeah, because Fuller left. And
Gillian Anderson left.
Yeah, now I'm like.
And Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen Chenoweth. There was another actress that left, too.
They lost another actress besides.
So.
That's terrible. That was like my favorite show last year.
I know. I didn't watch it. Well, one, I don't have stars, so there's that.
I don't either.
Well, I've cut like way back on that, so like to the point where I just don't do it anymore.
Sure.
And not because like I'm morally against it or anything. It's just like
it's Oscar season. I
yeah.
So you want to know more? Or?
Yeah. So I had another one.
What do you got?
The Funko 5-inch Thundercats.
Okay.
Did you see those?
Yeah. The He-Man ones.
They essentially. They look awesome.
What are they? The Rimco style.
Yeah. They're doing the Mortal Kombat. They've already put
out. Yeah, the Mortal Kombats are out, which Eric
so it's
has
it's
some
similar
cool.
to He-Man, but it's more similar to Rimco, like the Warlord and all that stuff.
Right.
I've got some of those too. Yeah.
I mean, that Lion-O just looks badass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the pirates and stuff from back.
Yes,
back.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of those pirates.
So
the two I remember, and I know I still have them, are Warlord and Auric, the Son of Stone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing, and so what, they're doing Thundercats, and then they showed the horror ones off, too.
Yeah, they have Jason, Freddy,
which I did not like the designs on the horror ones.
Well, because they're not the standard
look. No, they're not the straight six, which you need, like, when you're doing iconic characters, don't give me your version of it. If I wear a pepperoni pizza, don't use, you know, look at those. They're
just,
like, Freddy looks so
they're like barbarian.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated, like, I appreciate the heart
like, Jason's
it,
missing
like,
part of his chest, you know, where you see exposed,
Which, again, cool design, but, like, do that as a variant. Don't make that. Like, give me the regular.
Yeah.
Like, what if they had done something like that with Thundercats, where they, like, made variants on the classic costume?
I would have rioted.
Right.
Had someone sign a petition. The horror figures, we've been watching Face Off on Hulu, the makeup contest from Sci-Fi, which is awesome, by the way.
People love that show.
We loved it. We stopped watching it because we cut the cord, and there was no good way.
For it too. Like, they're...
But they look like... The horror ones look like the people who all get voted off in the first week.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting. Like, again, I wish that we were talking about Super 7 Thundercats, you know,
absolutely.
Or Mattel Thundercats or whatever in that style of the DC Universe classics. But it's like,
all
right, like, I guess this is better than nothing.
Did you get the Thundercats toys from the second series that Cartoon Network did? That was
the one from like 4 or 5 years ago.
That Will Friedle was the voice of Lion-O.
Like 4 or 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
those were the worst toys.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Those made the Young Justice toys look awesome.
Don't throw shade at my Young Justice figures.
I love the Young Justice
figures.
You're
talking about the 3 3/4 ones or the 6-inch ones?
The 3 3/4.
Oh, well, that's
like,
just, that's
with scary. Zero articulation.
They were what they were.
Yeah. I mean, that was DC. That's all DC.
Those Thundercat toys were garbage on a stick. I mean,
they would fall apart.
Awful. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, I know that people love to throw shade at Pops, even though it's been like 5 or 6 years.
I love Pops.
And people like to talk smack. Like, toy people get elitist about Funko or whatever, but, like, Funko is doing the Lord's work, and as far as like, as far as like, listen, as far as fan service and giving fans cool stuff and getting people excited about like toys and properties,
yeah,
they're doing a good job. They're killing it. Like, say what you will, but like, who else is giving us Thundercats toys right
now? Who else gave me a Gizmo Duck?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Flat out. The other one last thing I'm excited for is the Vice Admiral Haldo Black Series.
You go to hell.
Can't even finish that.
You go to hell.
Anyway. I'm walking out.
No, I am excited to get Dengar. So.
Well, yeah, I've got a list. Yeah, I've got a list.
I assume
Black Series
was coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. So before Black Series, McFarlane are doing Star Trek.
Okay.
And there's a Picard and a Kirk.
Are they? What's
they on? Look awesome. They're I think they're 6 or 7 inches.
They're going to be actual good looking Star Trek.
They
toys?
Look good. Okay, they're on that. They're on
I purposely didn't look at that because
So that was something that stood out at me. I don't know if I'll get them, but you know,
McFarlane. Jeez.
I don't know. Have you seen the Storm Mortal Kombat stuff?
The
Storm is the name of the company that's doing Mortal Kombat.
The ones that look like the Remco ones or the other
ones? The other ones.
Yes, we have some. Aaron's got some of those too.
Did you see the Goro?
No. Oh. Is he awesome?
I'm like, I don't need to buy more toy lines, Storm. But I'm like,
oh, they're doing Injustice too?
Yeah.
And Street Fighter?
Yep.
I was just talking to McLeod about Street, because they just did a Street Fighter toy episode.
Well, yeah, I seen that.
Wow, Goro looks sick.
Yes.
Oh, they're making the other ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, Smoke, Air Mac. Oh, yeah. See, now I'm like, because again, we're going to go back to my Power Rangers love.
All right.
I loved the Rainbow Ninjas on Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, right? Yeah.
I might.
I seen Smoke and I'm like, oh boy, this is going to get bad.
Shao Kahn with a throne.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was at we had them at Planet Comic Con and they looked, like, we had them next to the Remco ones. Okay. Like, they looked really, really cool.
Yeah. Which one are those?
Storm.
Storm is the name of the company.
Oh, okay.
They're just really cool, standard sort of articulated.
I seen. I think Josh got a couple of them in that, and you know, a few years ago, I got those Mortal Kombat figures they were making.
I remember those. Yeah, like,
these look like those, except bigger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty awesome.
They're cool. They're
I forget who did that line.
If you guys stop by, well, you should be CTS, but if you stop by Gym City, we'll probably have one or two left over from Lexington that you can check out in person. They're awesome. Like, yeah, I'm knowing that.
Just need to drive up to Aaron's garage.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tell Sarah we're gonna have a fire in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
I think actually
is that to
this,
get her out or to get her to have fun?
See what happens when you tell her. I actually might pull a Scorpion and a Sub-Zero for myself.
Yeah.
Knowing that these others are coming.
Yeah.
Just because. Thank you for that. That's exciting. This is why you.
And then I'm doing everything before Black Series. The Transformers Power of the Primes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got another wave coming out, and there was two that I kind of fell in love with. They're called Moonracer and Nova Star.
Okay.
And they're female Transformers. They're starting to do more female Transformers in this line.
But Johnny, girls don't buy action figures.
No, but guys,
but they
buy
really
female
do
Transformers.
And guys buy female action figures too, so yeah,
I've known a few females that buy the Transformers lines, and I'm like, you know, I think it's cool because like Elita One, who was like in the original Transformers cartoon, is going to be
that's awesome.
Coming out, and I'm like, that's cool. So finally, Black Series, the Bounty Hunters, like you said, Dengar, Zuckuss, and 4LM are coming out.
And expect the value of IG-88 to continue to climb.
Well, you know,
that's one I don't have.
I do.
I have Fett.
You got me Bosk.
I did get you
and
Bosk.
And Elva got me
IG-88. Bosk off of Amazon for $16.
Yeah. And the same time that you found it, I found IG-88 at Walgreens and Elva picked it up for me. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I never opened it.
Skiff Guard Lando is fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, and I understand that I'm in the minority when it comes to the Solo opinion and all that stuff. I have not loved the face sculpts on the regular Lando, on the Solo Lando, or on Skiff Lando. But I will buy all of them because I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
So
for Lando.
Yeah.
You love Lando.
I buy Lando. I buy Thrawn. And I buy Jason Solo.
Commander Wolf, one of the clones.
Commander Wolf looks awesome.
The Gamorrean Guard.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is supposed to be an exclusive.
Is his like cod piece? Is that going to be like soft goods fur? Because it
looks
like it doesn't look.
I think they're trying to throw a little bit more soft goods into this.
Well, because Haldo is all
so the Admiral Haldo dress, I think, is a soft good.
Leia looked like
Yeah, that looks like the Hoth Leia
is the Pimp Trooper droid 3-pack from Solo.
Which one?
The Pimp Trooper.
Oh yeah, yeah. Are
his shoulder bits and boots soft goods?
Yeah, it looks like soft goods.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, he does. Like, I really like that design.
I'm hoping they do the guy in the previews with all the swords.
Oh yeah.
He looks awesome. I hope they do him as a.
Ehrenreich still doesn't look like Han Solo, even in action figure form.
No.
So we got that going for us.
At least he's not trying to do a Han Solo, Harrison Ford imitation.
I wish he had.
That would have been the guy from Age of Adeline. I keep saying
JGL as Bruce Willis and Looper kind of thing. Well, commit to it. Like, at least try.
Yeah. They should have. What they should have done is had him do it, but then overdub all his lines with Mark Thompson from the audiobooks, because he does a pretty damn good Harrison Ford.
They just got Sean Patrick Flannery to play him.
He's 90 years old, though. He's older than Harrison Ford.
He's definitely
he's not older than Harrison Ford.
He's 10 years younger than Harrison
Ford. He looks older than Harrison Ford. He had he did some hard living.
When
as
he showed up
man.
In Dexter, someone was like, "That's." Yeah. I'm like, "Wait, what? That's who? Yeah. It's only been 8 years. How do you look that bad?"
Yeah.
So I tried rewatching Dexter, rebinging it, and I got to the season with.
Julia Stiles. Oh yeah,
and tapped out halfway through.
Well, that's because that's when you quit. Like, you can either make it through five, or like you get through four. Like,
just finish Trinity, and that's it.
At the end of four, and then
pretend it never happened.
I like five as a wrap up. Yeah, but like six, seven, and eight are completely unwatchable.
Like they so wasted Yvonne Trzynski from Truck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's so hot.
Did you see the droid 3-pack?
Yeah,
yeah. So the new droid 3-pack
tangent there,
and then the porgs are actually for real.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Porgs. Yeah, I'm like, you're gonna force me to buy that?
Yeah. Hell yeah, we're all gonna
just
buy
so
porgs.
You can mail them to Aaron at Roma Collectibles.
Ooh, he doesn't like the porgs. Aaron doesn't like the porgs.
No,
we haven't even talked about the Last Jedi. We'll have to talk about that when we're done here.
How much are they gonna charge for that porg 2-pack?
I'm gonna guess it's gonna be the same as the
3¾.
No,
$9.99.
You think
$10? $10 is the only I'm looking at.
I'm gonna say $7.99.
I'm looking at him standing right there next to Leia and Gamorrean guard.
Yeah,
there's no way you charge it's more than box. $10 for that 2-pack.
Yeah, the box will be what makes it cost money.
Like, there's no way you can get away with
$9.99. I'll pay for it. If it's $15, no.
If they're just
I mean, $20, no. At that point, give me four or six porgs. I'll pay $20.
Well, I almost expect
one of them has to be
like
cooked
to do like a 4-pack. Yeah. Oh man.
Did you watch the How It Should Have Ended?
No.
For The Last Jedi, and the little porgs are looking up at Chewbacca, and Chewbacca takes a bite.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then hands the leg to one of the other porgs that was hanging there, and the guy's like, "Oh," and he eats it.
Google took YouTube off of the Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh yeah,
because they got salty with Amazon.
Wow.
And it's drastically reduced my YouTube watching.
Okay.
The Apple TV YouTube updated their app, and it's just the Android app.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like the HTML5 version.
Yeah.
But then when you went to your subscriptions, it was all just one line that you had to scroll right on for a while.
Oh, wow.
And so I was just, I was just doing AirPlay from the tablet to the Apple TV. But then they finally updated it and fixed it where, it was columns and, so you can more easily get through. But yeah.
Yeah. So that's all mine.
Cool.
I'm mildly hyped for I know that the figures and stuff are never good, but like I'm tempted on some Jurassic World dinosaurs.
Yeah.
From Mattel.
Dinosaurs, yeah.
I like dinosaurs, yeah. Right? And
sure.
Toy dinosaurs are fun.
Well, it's kind of like I waited until he was marked down, but I bought King Kong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Kong from Skull
Aaron
Island.
Said those Rampage figures are awesome. Not the figures, but the animals.
The actual animals
are
cool.
Yeah, he said
cool.
The animals are great.
Although that look on the Rock's character's face is the best. Yeah. With the eyes like super wide open.
And then like I want to give some love to, and I don't buy, I only have the Power Rangers in it, but like the Tamashii Nations fig arts.
Yeah. Yeah,
like they showed more Dragon Ball. They showed the Pacific Rim ones look awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Kingdom Hearts one look incredible. Like it's really hard for me not even the movie DC ones. Like I'm not gonna buy a Dark Knight Returns Catwoman because that's timely,
right?
But like, but still, like they're really cool. I wish that I would love to get into the MCU fig arts. But I'm not trying to drop that type of money on.
No.
Anyways, they all looked really good.
I'm a toy collector on a budget.
And then I have to give love to, I mentioned him earlier, but Funko revealed however many dozens or scores of pops that are coming out in the future.
Well, sure.
I didn't even look because...
They announced...
Oh, no, I did. I looked at their Instagram account.
About it is the Instagram. That's how I saw it. They announced some Weird Al's fun.
Yep.
I'm finally getting my Motley Crue four pack, but I'm getting my Motley Crue, which is in.
Toys.
Exactly. And they announced Smallville.
Yeah.
Coming to Funko Pops, and I'm...
Oh, I'm getting ecstatic. The entire set.
Yeah, I can't wait.
The entire
set. It's weird that Green Arrow's in the first set.
Yeah.
But I don't care, because I love me some Green Arrow.
Okay. I think you might, we might have talked about this. Justin Hartley is a better Green Arrow than Stephen Amell.
110%. Like, and I'm going to get some, I'll get a little bit of hate for that, but I'm sorry.
Why would you get hate for that?
I think Robbie Amell is the superior Amell.
I don't even know if I can argue with that.
So, just saying.
And like,
and I have nothing against Stephen Amell. I like him just fine, but.
I liked Amell a lot in like the first 2.5 seasons. And then when I realized that, oh, this is just him, that he's never going to change or grow. I was like. Like, I kept hoping that was early Green Arrow and that, like, he was going to evolve at some point. I'm like, oh, nope, this is just you.
Stephen Amell would have been a better cast as a Batman.
Yeah. A really short Batman. All right, and I'm going to go one more step further. Arrow should have been canceled after the first season, and the Tomorrow People should have gotten picked up.
Well, now you're just drunk. Because season 2 was the best season.
Yeah, I never watched,
no, I'm
I
kidding,
never watched like, Tomorrow
that was
People
just a joke.
To say that.
No one did watch Tomorrow People. That's why it's called.
That's why it's called.
I watched the whole thing. So I watched the whole thing and I loved it. But that was just a joke. Oh, yeah, I mean, but
you just, that's your Stephen Amell love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he was so good in The Babysitter.
Yeah.
Amell?
Yeah.
He was in The Babysitter?
The Netflix original with Bella Thorne.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Oh, dude.
Is he good?
Dude, it's so funny.
Okay.
And then he was good in the one with Adam Devine and Michelle Dodario.
Oh, he's in Blue Mountain State.
Yeah,
he was the quarterback.
No, Stephen Amell was the.
Oh, you're talking about Robbie.
We were talking about Robbie.
Sorry, yeah.
Stephen plays
Steven.
The really Christian quarterback who gets the
Blue Mountain State
hooker.
And he plays the amateur gigolo in Hung on HBO. And he's awesome in that.
He was really good in that, which is why I was like, when he was cast in Arrow, I was like, okay, this is cool.
So disappointed. That's another. And then there was another. The Super Troopers. Super Troopers are getting Funko Pops.
Because they got a movie
coming
out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 420.
And Farva has a liter of cola, which is the best part.
Yes, he should. And they showed him there, and they're starting, and I don't know if you guys have covered it. I don't think I've heard you guys talk about it at all yet, but they're showing up at stores now. The Ready Player One merchandise that Funko is putting out looks terrible.
Oh, it looks terrible in real life?
I didn't like it, the pictures.
Okay.
What did they do? I mean,
they made figures.
Oh, they did?
They made pops.
Oh, wow.
The keys are cool, I guess.
I think the keys are the best looking thing that I saw. But did you read the book?
Yes. I love the book. And I got Sarah on the book. Sarah's read the book like 3 times.
I love the book, too. I was really concerned, and I still am really concerned, with the character designs.
Same.
Because I don't feel like they listened to anything that Ernie put in the book.
No.
About the descriptions of their avatars.
Or them as people.
Well, there's that too.
Because both the leads are sexy.
Yeah.
And they're both supposed to be chubby. She's supposed to have that birthmark on her face.
Are they going to shave his head?
They have to. Well, so Sarah and I have talked a lot about the chick with the port wine.
He hasn't read it yet.
The port wine.
So, yeah.
You're fine.
Like, and she said she saw a scene in the last trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Of him like doing something with her hair.
Yeah.
And her and I have both talked that we're hoping that they're going to Thor us with it.
Yeah.
Like, and that they've CGI.
Oh, like it's
becoming,
there.
Yeah.
Like
and they've done that. There was the other
I've
movie
seen
before,
that trailer
so
where, yeah.
They, Star Wars. One of the Star Wars movies, they did that too, where they're super misleading.
Right.
So I'm hoping that like they're learning from that and that they're just doing that with us. But I'm really worried about that movie, and the merchandise doesn't look good, and that bums me out.
So my biggest concern is the fact that they don't have access to the Star Wars IP.
Sure.
Because that was kind of his main obsession.
Sure.
Outside of video games.
Sure. Right.
So
I'm really interesting to see how they use.
Now it's back to the future.
And I call BS of them adding Overwatch.
Yeah. Well, it's weird that there's Overwatch and Gears of War. And like, but I mean, I guess if it's just you're on a public server on the internet,
right,
you're going to have people obsessed with modern pop culture.
I get that, but it's also a point where it's a little more dystopian.
What year is supposed
to
be like further?
Yeah, it's like 2040 something.
Something like
that. So it's not that far in the future.
But he's also like, they've moved a bunch of stuff. Like they moved him from Oklahoma City to Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
Because they don't want to do 25.
I've read the first chapter.
Yeah.
Put it that way. I know.
You should.
they don't want to do 25 minutes of screen time.
I'm debating on if I
want to
read it before the movie or
read the book before the movie.
Finish the book. I understand waiting, but like the book itself is so good. Whether the movie is good or not, you should read the book. I feel like you will dive in and you really enjoy it.
I mean,
it.
If you can get over the fact that Will Wheaton poorly reads the audiobook.
Oh, I bought the book. I have
like,
the book.
But I'm saying, like, if you can get over the fact that Will Wheaton is poorly reading the audiobook, then,
It's just Wesley Crusher.
Don't do the audio.
The way he pronounces some things, it's like, oh. Yeah. Stop it.
I just read it in my head. It'll be.
I just want him to stop everything. Maybe breathing.
Wow. No, I won't go that far.
Wow.
It's a little harsh.
Controversy.
That's rough.
He's just very, very snarky and out there. Yeah. And like, he's crowned himself some authority figure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, simmer down. You were like, you were 10th fiddle on a great show. Like,
what was the great show that he was on?
Oh.
He had a fiddle? Now you're just trolling. Stop trolling.
We did.
Just stop
we
trolling.
Talked about it for
stop
an
trolling
entire episode.
Because Sarah's going to listen to this episode
and
you're trolling.
I'm not trolling anything.
You are totally trolling.
There is more bad than good in the Next Generation episode.
Disagree. Disagree.
No, some of the Next Generation and stuff is totally unwatchable. I am trolling.
We're now in a world where there's more.
That's the first
Star Trek
and second
Star
Wars. Year.
Yeah. So you put this in my head and I hate you
what?
For it.
There's now more good Star Trek than there is good Star Wars.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Like, from a percentage perspective, there's more good Star Trek than there is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not when we get into, like, toys and stuff, but,
no,
like...
but the movies.
But as far as, like, movies...
If you're just going with the media entertainment stuff...
Yeah, the media entertainment. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's more good movies than there are TV shows. And then, like, even if you like Rebels and Clone Wars and you factor that in, like, that doesn't negate the good TV shows. Like,
God, Rebels is going out on such a high note right now. It is so good.
How many more episodes?
Next week. 90-minute finale.
Oh, shit.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll probably hammer it out in the next week or so while I'm making listings.
So the, last week was the...
Don't spoil anything.
No, last week was the first hour.
Yeah.
This week was the second hour, and then, so...
That's wild. I didn't realize they were...
They just burned it. They're burning it off for whatever reason, but...
They have plans to reveal the next one at San Diego Comic-Con.
They have to reveal
but I mean, that's... They
Sabine
have
is Rey's parent or something.
No. None of that's happening. No.
Her parents were drunks who sold her for beer money.
Best plot point.
Water.
What are they, Fremen?
Well, on that planet, yes.
Oh, man. The Dune episode.
We got to do a Dune episode.
Yes.
You do that when I'm on vacation?
Yeah, we'll do that when Johnny's on vacation.
I said do that when I'm on vacation. So. That way I can listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't listen to his own voice.
Yeah. I do not listen to this at all. No. Nope.
I do.
I listened to the last one I listened to was the one that you and Family Matters More.
Family Matters More.
On an overnight at work, you know, I'm listening to that and just shaking my head. Like, God. And then there's stuff where I'm like... that's not a bad point. But I'm just like, oh, God. And I'm like, turn his mic up. I literally was standing in the middle of the store going, turn his mic up.
So I used that other mic.
I know.
And I didn't.
I know.
So he's on a better mic, too.
Yeah, it was it was one of those where I was like, and I was watching the little.
I was looking forward to his sultry voice.
Well, with that other mic too, you get what you pay for, obviously.
Yeah, and
that
like,
one was only
I was like,
yeah, you were right
the
there
mic
on
too,
it.
And I kept like,
you
I'm
could tell that
like,
you were on the mic.
Yeah,
but I'm like the gain was not up. On
I made him plug the.
I had too much gain.
Yeah,
so
I made him plug in and listen to me first today.
I listened to you. Well, it's like when we did the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. I had my stuff. My settings weren't right on my microphone, so I'm really quiet on that.
Yep.
So
I remember.
See, I never even listened to that one. Because
I
was there.
You don't need
I was there.
I made a mistake in my settings on that one. I forgot to do something.
That was one of my most liked pictures on Facebook. Picture with Sarah and Joe.
Yeah.
Was one of the most liked pictures I've ever had on Facebook.
They were like, finally, something attractive on this Facebook.
Well, I was just like, man. I'm like, what's going on here?
They were like, wait, it's not a picture of toys on steps?
Yeah. So. Toys on steps, hashtag.
That should be your YouTube channel.
Toys on steps.
Toys on steps.
There you go.
If I see another picture of yours posted of toys and that's not one of the hashtags in it, I'm unfollowing you.
Hashtag toys on steps.
Yep.
I stole it.
Yeah.
I totally
stole it.
Somebody
like sends me the picture and I'm like, that's not, I didn't take that. Yeah. I'm literally like, and then I start looking at it and I'm like, I realized it was his house. And I'm like, that son of a bitch.
It's an ingenious way to do it. And like in our, on my stairwell, it's the perfect
layout. Oh, I hate doing it. I hate it.
Why?
It's so easy.
Stuff falls.
Well, you just lean it.
And you gotta dive.
See, I don't have that problem.
Oh, I started leaning it afterward. But the first few times I did it, it was literally like you'd stand everything up and it all would be standing there nice. Pick the camera up, take a picture, boop, and it's like,
man, I would steal it. I don't think I have any stairs to take pictures on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd steal your, maybe I'm just make some.
Like, Angel did such a good job, like with the carpet on there and all the steps are painted white. It worked perfect.
That was literally something Elva said to me, too. Was she goes, I'm glad I vacuumed those steps. And I'm like, why wouldn't you vacuum the steps? And I'm like, it's just a good display spot.
I was terrible about vacuuming steps when I had steps.
I hate vacuuming those steps.
Yeah,
I fell down those steps. So really? That's
You did.
Yeah.
Like well, recently that's, or
It's been years ago. Okay, good. Oh, I messed my knee up worse doing that. Yeah,
yeah. It was last Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
No, it's been 4 years, 5 years ago.
Okay, that's much better. I was worried for a minute. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, dude, it was terrible. Like I didn't fall all the way down them, but I caught my foot on something and I came down. And
was it toys?
I tore my meniscus.
He tripped on a
I think it was a book. Turtle. I think I had set a book there and I forgot it was there and I was carrying like a basket or something down and I just like I hit the book at the right angle that I went backwards and literally I could just feel it and I'm like, oh.
As someone who survived knee trauma, I'm currently in pain thinking about it.
Sitting in the emergency room and watching somebody coming in bleeding out pretty much was interesting. That's the most interesting thing that happened during that whole period of time. Being off work for 6 weeks was nice. But
I feel like it's nice for like first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
it got boring, but it was one of those borings where I was like, this is okay. I'm okay with this. You know, it's like I didn't leave the house except to go to physical therapy. And I'm like, I'm okay with this.
I had my first knee surgery my senior year in college.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. Sorry.
Now we've turned into the knee cast.
Yeah. Junior year in college. And I was taking 20th Century Film as like. One of my classes.
Oh, then that's a good class.
My minor,
kind of surgery.
My minor was film studies.
Okay.
And I never went to the classes because I'd already seen all the movies.
Of course.
And I just turned my papers in, and it was pretty funny. And then I couldn't make it to the final because it was an arena type
room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And like I couldn't even sit on the end because it was my left knee and like you know just the way it worked. And so I got. Like I you know, crutched over and he's like, oh, you haven't been to class all semester.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but I've turned everything in on time. And he goes, yeah, and it's been great. And you'd have an A in my class if you would have shown up.
Nice.
I hate when people get precious about that.
Nice.
So, it's the quality of the work, not whether or not I sat and listened to your boring ass conversation.
Yep.
Anyways.
All right.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool. Where can they find you?
At Ken_Diesel, Snapchat and Instagram, or you can come down and visit me at the toy department in Fairfield, Ohio.
Cool.
Why'd you get all...
why'd you get quiet about that? You're like,
say, come on down to the toy department and see me. I'll be there at random times.
I'm usually hiding in my back corner.
Just text me.
Ask for Kenny. Ask
text me or send me a direct message on Instagram. Thank you.
Slide into my DMs, as it were.
When you get in there, use
Snapchat
the password. when you go to the toy department, use the password kilt for 20% off on all purchases.
Watch Matt look at you with that dumbfounded
look. Oh, my
what
God.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
More of that fake news.
Yeah.
Say Kenny sent you.
Kenny sent me.
No one will believe you because I don't give discounts.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for coming in.
Yep. Thanks for inviting
me. We always love it when you're on.
Talk's fun.
Johnny's wearing a Superman shirt today. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Well, normally you're rocking your Kroger shirt.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was nice.
It was
to see
a little
change
warm out today.
Did you wear that under your work
no,
shirt?
No. Just a work shirt. The material's kind of thick.
Well, it's the like the dry fit stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
The stuff that doesn't rip.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will see you next week. What are we talking about next week? Are we going to finally do Altered Carbon?
Probably, but I still haven't finished it yet.
I watched the first episode of it while I was driving back from Pensacola yesterday. And and then I was like, I need to watch this.
You actually have to watch it. Like, that's one thing.
Well, I
made that
wrong. It was on the speedometer.
Well, right, yeah.
But, like, plugged into the TV. But
the,
I needed
all
the
different languages that are used.
Yeah, yeah. Once I get, I think once I, like, next time I'm doing a big eBay run, I'm going to sit down and grind it out.
So, like, Stranger Things, first season, I wasn't a huge fan of the first half of the season, but I love the end.
I really like that lead. I really liked him on House of Cards.
See, that's the only thing I've ever liked Joel Kinnaman on. Well, House of Cards.
I can't think of anything else I've seen.
He was RoboCop.
Oh, I didn't mind that movie. But I didn't like him in The Killing. I didn't see The Killing.
And I tapped out after four episodes of Killing.
He plays that dude.
And
that
he was awful.
Rick Flag.
Yeah, he was awful in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, well, but I mean, who wasn't? So,
but Jay Hernandez was not awful.
Who?
Jay Hernandez? Diablo?
Oh. Anyways, good. I like the lead. Yeah. Altered Carbon is, I think once I finish, because Oscars are Sunday, so once I finish watching the last of those.
So his character is like, you know, it's the whole thing with the sleeves.
Right.
His character is originally Will Yun Lee from Witchblade.
Yeah, cultural appropriation.
And, well, no, it's not, but.
White it's guy absolutely, taking the
no,
role
it is absolutely not
lead.
Because he didn't have a choice.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
white man came along and took it. Or something, I don't know.
No. Anywho. Fake news. But I'm actually surprised I didn't see any articles about that.
They have equal amount of screen time pretty much. So,
but
there's a lot of Highlander flashing back in this show. Because they're pretty much all immortals at this point.
Right. Which
the sleeved people are.
Because
yeah.
I got like, I think I finished the first episode. So he talked to the guy about the murder and stuff. And so yeah, if you guys talk about Altered Carbon next week, it'll be an episode I'll actually be able to listen to.
Or you can come back in and talk about it if you've finished.
It's true. I did work 20 minutes
away. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you did what, the first four?
Oh, no, I'm further along than
that. Oh, yeah, you finish it. Yeah. We'll talk about Altered Carbon.
It's one of those shows where I try not to watch it at night because I start to fall asleep.
It's been on the board for a month.
It's good.
Well, it's funny, I sat down
it's
here.
It's so deep.
It says,
it's really deep.
It says Toy Fair and Altered Carbon, and I'm like,
it feels like a TV version of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That's got that tech noir.
But good.
That's why I got it.
It's like a TV version of Blade Runner, but good.
You better hush, man, because 2049 right now is still talking
about. I haven't seen 2049.
Oh, well, don't talk to us about it.
I'm talking about the first Blade Runner.
I mean, that was mediocre, but go see.
At best.
Go watch 2049.
I'll watch it eventually. As soon as it hits HBO, I'll watch it.
So good.
Or you were supposed to bring it to me to borrow on Blu-ray.
I have it.
Yeah.
What?
Or you
should have brought it today.
You can just take a picture of the digital code and give it to me.
If it comes with one, I'll do that. I don't use digital codes. All right, I'll try to send you 2049.
And then I'll watch
2049 and Altered Carbon.
And we can compare it.
I haven't seen 2049 yet.
God damn, I only have one digital code, Johnny.
Sorry.
So when I got my,
I think that came out when I was in Disney, and I didn't realize it was out until like 2 weeks after I got back.
My favorite movie.
Son
of
a.
Mine's still Baby Driver.
That's up there.
Yeah,
for sure. A friend of mine.
Oh, favorite last year.
My second favorite of last year is Justice League.
A friend of mine asked me last week. She was sick, and she was like, "Give me a list of your Oscar movies. Your favorite of the Oscar nominated movies, so I can watch them while I'm sick." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." And I gave her a list, and then I threw on Baby Driver and there's another one I can't remember.
Logan.
The good movies.
You can GTFO.
It was but anyway, she was like, "Oh god, Baby Driver is really good." Oh, Molly's Game was the other one. I said watch Baby Driver,
watch
Molly's
that.
Game.
We watched We watched Dunkirk.
Oh yeah. Dunkirk was so bad. You're going to defend Logan right now while you talk shit about Dunkirk.
Dunkirk was not a good movie.
Dunkirk arguably might be better than Blade Runner from a filmmaking perspective. I just had more fun with Blade Runner. Dunkirk's amazing.
Okay, explain to me how the one guy's... But first off, I only know one character's name, George.
Doesn't matter.
And...
Isn't everybody in England named George?
Apparently. It's one boat that's traveling to Dunkirk.
It's not one boat. It's all the boats.
Hold on. It's one boat, and they pick up Cillian Murphy.
Like, end the show?
We're
going to
end the show.
All
right. It's one boat. They pick up. This is the post-credit scene.
Are you actually going to roll the credits and then put this afterwards?
No, because our credits
probably should.
Anyway, if our credits were just music, I would. But,
oh, okay.
Okay.
Fade the sound.
Yeah. Toy talk.
Fade the sound.
Toy talk slash Dunkirk. Anyway, there's one boat. We follow them for 90% of the movie.
Yeah.
They're by themselves in the English Channel.
Well, they're not.
And then all of a sudden...
Spoiler!
And then all of a sudden, like 40,000 other boats catch up to them in the 22 seconds that it took them an hour and a half of screen time
to get
to.
They're not caught up on. The camera's just focusing on their story.
No, they're not there. They keep panning around looking at those planes. Christopher Nolan has...
The English Channel is pretty big.
It's not that big.
It's big enough.
You can swim across it. It's not that big.
Come on, you're like, this room can swim across the English Channel.
There was a time where I could.
I'm talking about anyway, right now.
Right now, probably right now. Not.
I will try. All right, let's go. Right. I will try.
Here,
it right
here's
now.
The problem.
We'll fly over.
Christopher Nolan has zero concept of the concept of space and time.
All right, now he's drunk. Everyone, he's been drinking vodka out of what? A glass
zero.
The whole
where does that argument come from?
Well, let's see. It was 45 minutes of screen time for a 5-minute bomb in The Dark Knight Rises.
Like,
all
right, so
and all these boats, it took them 22 seconds to get to Dunkirk,
say,
and it took this
say
other
that about
boat
Nolan,
an
I feel
hour
like
and
you're
going
to have more than just that movie to.
Yeah, all of his movies. He does not understand time, and he didn't develop a single character. I didn't care about anybody.
This movie called Interstellar.
It's not a summer blockbuster. It's not.
I don't care about the summer blockbuster. I didn't care about a single
Interstellar?
Character. Yeah, that one's all about space and time being broken.
Yeah,
so it made sense.
Maybe it all take place in the same universe.
But Interstellar,
the answer was low.
Does not hold up to multiple viewings.
Oh, see, you were gushing about it. You could go back and listen to that on.
You can
our
go
episodes.
Back and listen to it. And I've watched it two more times, and just like The Dark Knight, I like it less every time I watch it.
Why would you watch it multiple times, though?
Because I'm hoping I'll like find what I liked, but I won't watch Dunkirk again.
That score in Dunkirk just builds constantly the whole time. I'm like on the edge of my seat.
I love World War II movies.
Interstellar, he came out with his pants wet, and I was just like, yeah, it's okay.
And you were right. You were right.
Dunkirk's great.
It's okay.
I'm
well,
it's
I love World War II movies, and
did you watch Darkest Hour yet?
No, not yet. That's on our.
It's literally every Christopher Nolan movie
has a crush
on
Dunkirk.
Yeah,
Winston Churchill.
So.
It's the prequel to Dunkirk. Like they both talk about Dunkirk.
Spoilers,
but Dunkirk was
spoilers.
A thing. It's not like you know, it's not a prequel to the.
Did this stuff really happen?
I want them intercut together.
Did this stuff really happen?
No,
spoilers.
It's all fiction.
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's
come on, man. It's so
fake
tense.
News,
and like it doesn't matter who the names are, like because the characters don't matter because in war they were all faceless. Like everyone. Doesn't matter. Like, I don't need the backstory about this guy.
Then they shouldn't have just been on one boat.
I can't wait to get home.
They shouldn't have just been on one boat.
Like, it's not about the individual characters.
You know who I rooted for in the movie? The oil slick.
Oh.
The Nazis?
No, not the Nazis. I rooted for the oil slick. So, all right. On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
I'm resting my head on the mic.
Kenny might be back.
I cheered for the Nazis.
I did not cheer for the Nazis. I cheered for the oil slick. Anyway, Kenny might be back. Kenny might get this 1 3/4
I've taken bigger.
Adapter in
whoa.
The neck. See, I always thought that about you, and I'm glad you admitted it now. So, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, exactly.
This just went overly political.
All right.
Political chaos.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Tell everyone bye, Kenny.
Bye.
Bye, Kenny.
3FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.